USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Businesses, apartments, restaurants, and other buildings in the Midtown area of Atlanta went into lockdown as police reported an active shooter. This man was caught up in it as he headed to lunch.
All of a sudden, they was pushing us out of the building, pushing us into the further back into the streets, telling us to get away from the building where the active shooter were at, and just telling us to get back. It's a shooter. It's an active shooter.
Atlanta police now say one person is dead and three were wounded. The manhunt has blanketed Midtown Atlanta with what one reporter says are hundreds of law enforcement officers. The U.S. is saying very little about Russia's claim that Ukraine tried to assassinate Vladimir Putin with a drone hitting the Kremlin, except for this from Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
I would take anything coming out of the Kremlin with a very large shaker of salt.
Blinken says Ukraine's direct actions against Russia are Ukraine's business.
If Ukraine decided on its own to strike back in Russian territory, the United States would not criticize them.
The video released by Moscow shows a small, hobbyist-sized drone apparently blowing up near one of the Kremlin's distinctive onion domes, doing little damage. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Ukraine did not attack Putin. $5 million bond for Francisco Oropesa, the man accused of killing five neighbors Friday night in southeast Texas. And Oropesa's longtime partner is also in custody.
She was providing him with material aid and encouragement, food, clothes, and had arranged transport to this house.
San Jacinto County District Attorney Todd Dillon. California Senator Dianne Feinstein could be back on Capitol Hill next week. The 89-year-old's been recovering from a case of shingles at her home in San Francisco. Her absence from the Senate Judiciary Committee stalled some confirmations. Another hike in interest rates expected when the Federal Reserve concludes its latest meetings later today. This is USA News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-406-3498 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-406-3498. That's 800-406-3498. What do you have to lose? Call 800-406-3498. Again, 800-406-3498.
It's often easy to spot emails that are not from, say, Home Depot, your bank, or even the IRS. The spelling errors, the bad grammar, other mistakes often make it easy to see the emails not from whom it claims. But some lawmakers say artificial intelligence could fix those mistakes and really make a scam look like the real thing. Some senators from both parties are asking the IRS to prepare for the possibility of much better scamming coming to our inboxes. You're probably hearing this newscast on your car radio, probably from an AM station, but the next new car you buy may not have AM, and some lawmakers, like New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer, want to reverse that trend.
God forbid you have another natural disaster. You've got a Hurricane Sandy, 9/11. When your power goes down, the only place to get news and alerts is on your AM radio.
But many automakers are eliminating AM, especially in new electric models, saying the big electric motors interfere with the AM signal. Radio engineers say there's an easy fix, but the automakers don't want to implement it. Gottheimer's looking at a bill that would require the Transportation Department to require automakers to include AM radio on all models. Speaking of electric vehicles, after lowering the price, then raising the price, Tesla is now again lowering the price on its entry-level Model 3 by nearly 20%. The base price is now just over $47,000. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.